Morgan Howard from the University of Alaska Land Management Office says the potential buyer is still interested in a timber contract, but not right now. Tariffs on American timber headed to China have put the university's negotiations on hold.
And the potential bidder for the timber sale does not see this time as a good time to engage with the tariffs being as high as they are. So we'll see what happens in the future. But we don't see negotiations resuming until there is a change in the tariffs.
The current tariff on spruce logs exported to China is 25%. But Howard says they're still looking at infrastructure, permitting, and potential markets for the spruce and hemlock on 13,000 acres of university land around Haines. Conservation groups want to keep the forest standing, so the clash between the Trump administration and China is working in their favor.
It's amusing, to say the least.
Jessica Plakta is the director of Lynn Cannell Conservation. She's opposed to the sale because of its ecological impact, especially to wildlife and subsistence resources. But she says from an economic standpoint, the university could actually make more money trading their trees on the carbon market than cutting them down.
The carbon credit market is turning out to be more reliable than global export.
The university timber sale could make about $10 million over 10 years, if the tariffs go down. A study put together by another local conservation group says a carbon sale of the university lands could earn millions up front, followed by yearly earnings in the hundreds of thousands of dollars after that. Those earnings would not be affected by tariffs. In fact, Plakta predicts the value of carbon credits will only go up as the need for carbon sequestration increases.
If it was me, I would say, let's see, less effort, more money, right?
Carbon credits are something the university land office is considering. Howard says they are still in the early stages of conversation on the subject, and it hasn't been ruled out for the land near Haines. But he hasn't given up hope that a regional timber industry could thrive.
Initially, there was a vision for the Chilkat Valley that all of the landowners would work together in regard to harvesting timber. They all work together, then there could be a long-term timber industry put into place.
That vision is on hold until trade conditions improve. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.